I read a story the other day. It's from a clip from Dana Perino's book. Dana Perino was the White House spokesperson for President George W. Bush after Tony Snow retired. And Tony Snow was one of my all-time favorite people. He left to be with his family. He ended up dying of cancer, and it was a tragic thing. And Dana took over. And Dana's just a really sharp lady, and she was so kind to endorse Gracie's book, my wife's book, and just a gracious lady. And she tells the story of President George W. Bush at Walter Reed. Now, I've been to Walter Reed many times. Gracie and I used to spend a good bit of time up there when she was traveling more. And in fact, the amputee training center where all these wounded warriors are go through a rehabilitation process, she sang for the groundbreaking ceremony for that. Did I ever tell you that?
I don't think so.
It was one of the most moving things that I've ever seen. I've teared up twice when my wife, when I've heard the anthem, and she sang it at one time. And this was up at there at Walter Reed. And the other time was when my son was on the field there at West Point and standing at attention. And I thought that was a tear worthy moment.
Yeah, there you go.
And, but we've been up there many times, and I've met President Bush a couple of times. He probably would, I'm certain he wouldn't remember me. He remembers Gracie, I'm sure, but.
Oh, I'm sure he remembered you.
He remembered the hair, but.
Well, I'm saying he wouldn't acknowledge
that. He wouldn't acknowledge it. Of whom both George Bushes once said, who? But I've met them both, George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush, and just found them both to be very gracious men. But this particular story, Dana was telling that he was presenting a Purple Heart to several soldiers there at Walter Reed. And this one young man was unconscious and had been. He had not woken up since, I don't know that he had woken up. He was in pretty bad shape. And the president presented this to him, and he had, I don't know if it was a general or colonel or somebody there in the room to read the ceremonial thing that goes along with it, and he presented it to the family. And just, you know, patted the young man who's laying there unconscious and left the family. And as he walked down out of the room, he didn't even hardly get down the hall, and the young man opened up his eyes. And the family and the doctor and attending physician, whatever, quickly called for the president to come back. And the president rushed back into the room. Now, I want you to think about this. This is the president of the United States rushing back into the room, okay, which is, you know, presidents don't rush, you know. And I get a little choked up when I think about this, because I've been in these rooms, and I've been in enough rooms with Gracie over the years that you could visualize this. And the president goes over there to this young man whose eyes are looking up at him, and he leans over this young man. And he motions for the colonel to read the ceremonial thing again for the Purple Heart. And he never takes his eyes off this young man. They just lock eyes. And the young man has tears coming down his face. And the president has tears coming, and they're falling onto the face of this young man. And it was one of the most moving things. And he read this out, and the president never took his eyes off it. They just locked eyes, and he held on to him. And the president wept over this young man. And after a time with the family and so forth, he left. And sadly, the young man died the next week. It was just a real moment. And that's a mark of a leader. You say what you want on politics. I don't care. I mean, that's not what this show is about and do that. But a real leader, you know, that's an extraordinary moment. Why am I telling you this? Well, George W. Bush, like the rest of us, is a flawed human being. But we have a greater leader. We have a greater captain. We have a greater king who understands the wounds that you carry and is not unacquainted with grief and is not unacquainted with heartache, who is familiar with suffering. And he sees your suffering. He sees the bone weariness that you feel as you stand in the corner of a hospital room and look at someone you love slowly ebbing away. He sees the frustration that you feel as you say the long goodbye to someone you love with Alzheimer's. He sees this. He sees the weariness that I feel when I see the struggles that my wife has and I'm powerless to do anything about it. He sees the anger that you and I both feel and having to bear this thing. And he sees just the despair, and he sees us in our weakest, most vulnerable moments as we weep, and he weeps with us. Now, how do I know this? Well, there's several places in Scripture that tell us this, that his Spirit groans on our behalf and doesn't even use words, and beyond human understanding of the groaning of all that is not right with this. But knowing that it's going to come to fruition, he is making all things new. For whatever reason, we have to go through these things. I don't like it. You don't like it. We don't have to like it, but we're going through it for there's something going on. But he is winning hearts through suffering in ways that I can't process this. I can't. I don't even know. I don't have the words for it, but I know that he's winning hearts, because even as I tell you that story about George W. Bush, that's how you win hearts, is because he was willing to weep with this man and his family. That's what leaders do. And we have a Savior that weeps with us on ways that we can't even imagine. And that's how our hearts are won. He doesn't conquer us. He weeps with us. We have a weeping Savior. We know this. And I would say to you, in those moments when you are struggling, when you're feeling so isolated, so alone, you have a Savior that whose tears mingle with your own. This is why I do this show. This is what I am compelled to tell you about. This is how I have survived this for 3 decades. This is why I want you to stay listening to it. You have a Savior that weeps with you. Never forget that. This is Peter Rosenberger. I'll be right back.